about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Jack and Ella with your 10 AM headlines.
In local news, Star Entertainment has received a $250 million offer from US entertainment and gaming company Bally's. According to the ABC, Bally's made an unsolicited approach to the Star, proposing $250 million capital rising in exchange for 50.1% of Star's shares. Over the past few months, Star has been searching for a financial deal to prevent collapse. They've made a deal with Hong Kong investors and secured a $250 million bridging finance facility from the investment firm King Street Capital Management. However, according to Omkar Joshi, Chief Investment Officer at Opal Capital Management, those deals didn't rule out the possibility of collapse. According to the ABC, Bally's proposal is considered by the Star Board, but it is unknown whether a deal will progress.
The effects of Cyclone Alfred continue to be felt as parts of southeast Queensland continue to reel from flooding. The Brisbane River broke the banks of West End this morning, with water reaching the grass sitting at 1.74 metres and rising. Additionally, Logan and the Lockyer Valley are heavily impacted by road closures, with dozens of main roads inaccessible until water levels recede.
In national news, former Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull has doubled down on his criticisms of US President Donald Trump in a Radio National Breakfast interview this morning. Radio host Sally Sarah questioned Turnbull about the appropriateness of him calling the US president, quote, chaotic, rude, abrasive, and erratic, end quote. In response, Turnbull said, quote, are you suggesting that we should engage in self-censorship in Australia for fear of offending the huge ego of Donald Trump, end quote. He also added that he believed in Australia and was standing up for Australia. Turnbull also praised Prime Minister Anthony Albanese and Australia's US ambassador, Kevin Rudd, in their attempts to secure an exemption to the looming US tariffs. He said that although the two had done a great job in making a case for an exemption, he thought that they were very unlikely to be successful.
A bushfire continues to burn through Western Australia's south coast, persisting for more than a month. It has burnt through 40,000 hectares of land, and three separate emergency warnings have been initiated near Windy Harbour. According to incident reporter Brad Barton, teams of interstate firefighters have been sent home as many have experienced fatigue. Fire crews have been left frustrated while facing difficult conditions, including steep dunes, dense bush, and boggy sand.
In international news, doctors have reported that Pope Francis is no longer in critical condition due to his battle with pneumonia. His illness has kept him hospitalised for nearly a month, where he will remain for the days to come to receive more treatment. Pope Francis was able to remotely attend the annual gathering known as the Vatican Spiritual Retreat online on Monday, including both morning and afternoon sessions.
For your weather today, Brisbane is cloudy with some expected rain. It's currently 27 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 29. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 11, which is in the extreme band.
That's all for your news for 10 AM. We'll be back at 11 AM with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or Twitter or head to our website, 4ZZZ.org.au.